Today's readings are a little bit hard. In the first reading, there is a man that is confronted with adversity, a man that is led like a lamb to the slaughter. And then in the psalm, there is the cry of a man, a person that is in great tribulation, maybe a man that is outside in the storm, or a man that is persecuted by a beast, a fierce beast. A man, a person that needs shelter, protection. A man that is about to be destroyed, torn apart by lions. But a man that finds in God refuge, a man that finds that he is the one that saves, the one that finds that God is the one that delivers, a man that finds that God is the one that shelters. A man that finds that God is a shield. And then in the gospel, we're building up tension. Since a few days ago and next week, we're going to find that in the gospels there is going to be a lot of tension. It's going to be enemies against our Lord Jesus. And we're going to feel that tension. Yesterday, we read how the elite of the temple wanted to find a way how to condemn Jesus because he cured on the Sabbath. And because he called God his Father. Today, the tension, it's about the origin of Christ, of Jesus. With these readings, I invite you, I invite all of us, to look at reality, our current reality, here in Calgary, in Alberta, in Canada, in the world, with our tribulations, with our sufferings, with our moments of difficulty. And instead of asking a question that can come into our minds, I invite you to do another one. What question can come into our minds? Why, God? Why are you allowing all this to happen? Why are you allowing for me to lose my job? Why, Lord, if I was faithful to you, why are you allowing me not to be able to come to receive communion? Why, Jesus, are you allowing all this suffering? And that question is a valid one. But I invite you today to change that question, to turn it, and rather ask this other question that can bring more satisfaction to our souls. Where, Jesus, have you been? Because when we ask that question, and we look at the gospel today, and we look at the readings, then we find a beautiful answer. Where, God, have you been in these moments? Where, God, have you been when I'm alone? Where, God, have you been when there is a person that is suffering in the hospital, or where there is a tired nurse or doctor, or where there is a person that is going day by day suffering because of lack of means? And Jesus wants to answer, I've been there with you. When you were suffering, when you are suffering, I am there. Because I am not alien to what you are going through. Because I care. Jesus cares. Why? Because we believe that we have a God, as the letter to the Hebrews says, high priest. We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness. Instead, we have one who is in every respect has been tempted like us, yet he never sinned. God can identify with what we are going through. In these moments of tension, in these moments of being in need of a shelter, of protection, our Lord can identify with us. Where, God, have you been? And the answer is, by your side. Our Lord Jesus is going through what we are going through. And that's a big consolation. Today I invite all of us to look at Christ with the heart. To look at how Christ also is going through these moments of being in distress, of finding the tension between people that want to be condemning him, to look at Christ, the one that is feeling persecuted, the one that is feeling in need of a deliverer, of a shield, of a protection. To look at Christ, the one that was led like a lamb to the slaughter. He understands. He is by your side. Now let's bring this to concrete, to our lives as we are at home. Today, I invite you to be that Christ that is by the side of someone else, to be the presence of our Lord for others, to be someone that is suffering with others. Call someone that you haven't called. Reach out, check in. Write a letter, you have time. Be Christ for someone that is in difficulty. Be the presence of our Lord. Also, another way to bring this to the concreteness of our lives, find the moments where Christ has been present in your life and you were not able to recognize him because you thought that he was going to be in a different way. Because you thought, as in the gospel, that his origin was different. Try to think about that Christ that came to you when someone called you and you didn't expect that call. When you were browsing the internet and all of a sudden you saw a reflection that touched your heart. When all of a sudden you feel that your family is closer and you're able to speak with that son that otherwise wouldn't talk to you much. When you're able to gather the family together and pray the rosary, Christ was there at your side. And today, lastly, is Saturday. We cannot forget today our Blessed Mother. Today, Saturday, like every Saturday of the year, it's a moment when we think about our Mother, our Blessed Mother. So it's very, very simple with her, very childlike. Maybe share with the Blessed Mother a fear that you have. Maybe share with the Blessed Mother something surprising that happened in your life so far during these quarantine times. Maybe share with the Blessed Mother a tear. Kind of like lean on her and cry. Maybe share with the Blessed Mother the concern about your children, about your grandchildren, or your job. Share with her. Talk to her. Open up. Cry. Smile. Share a fear.